Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Breaking news podcast for you all. President Trump has instructed relevant departments and agencies in the US government to identify and release files relating to alien life and UFOs. Yes, this is real, but what does it mean? Hi everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. As always, my name is Andy, and a breaking news podcast for you. Another one for this week, which has just gotten a whole lot stranger and more interesting. That little introduction you heard at the start, this is real. There's no fluff around this. I'm going to read you a statement that was put out last night on Truth Social and has since been shared on X and every platform around the world by major news outlets, by major and political members of US Congress, Senate and whatnot. It says this from President Donald Trump. Based on the tremendous interest shown, I will be directing the Secretary of War and other relevant departments and agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing government files related to alien and extraterrestrial life, unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, and unidentified flying objects, UFOs, and any and all other information connected to these highly complex but extremely interesting and important matters. God bless America. Okay, so this is worldwide news. This is hitting the headlines. I've been on GB News again today, and I'm on a Dubai-based news station later on today, which is really interesting. It's hitting the shores elsewhere around the world. The UK headlines this week and in the last 24 hours have been dominated by the arrest of disgraced former Prince Andrew, who has been heavily linked to Epstein and that whole situation. But here come the aliens at the same time into the news headlines. Of course, folks, listen, this is the same week we've had former President Obama on Brian Tyler Cohen's podcast, telling us, as we all now know, aliens are real. Within 24 hours, he gave a softening of that statement. He walked it back a little bit, didn't he? Talking about statistical probability. As I then discussed a few days ago, Lara Trump, President Trump's daughter-in-law, who is married to Eric Trump, was asked on a show about her thoughts on UFOs. And she said when she speaks to Donald Trump about it, he's coy. He's a little different than he is on a lot of different matters. But that her and her husband Eric try and get information out of him, but he's very different on this topic. Not a whole lot in that, to be fair. But again, it was interesting. They're always going to be asked about it in the days following Obama's statements. Of course, then we've had a follow-up as Donald Trump has been asked about President Obama's comments. President Trump says, and this is interesting, Obama has given away classified information in his statements. Now, Trump was asked on board Air Force One that Obama had said aliens were real. Had Trump seen any evidence of, and I like the wording, the journalist, his name's Peter, it says, it uses any evidence of non-human visitors to Earth. Trump avoids answering yes or no. He says he doesn't know if they're real, but Obama made a big mistake. He took it out of classified information. He doesn't like to talk about it. He then says maybe he'll do Obama a favour by declassifying it. Now, that's really, really interesting because I can't see in what Obama said there is anything classified, because he said aliens are real. He doesn't give away sources, methods, all that kind of stuff. That's just quite a generic statement to make. Obviously, he then qualifies it by saying that, you know, statistically, the universe is so big, etc., etc. So I can't see in any way, shape or form what Obama has said. Now, is Donald Trump just talking and has said something that isn't quite factually accurate? I'll leave you, depending on how you view Donald Trump, as that something that happens regularly. But it's still quite a big statement to make that Obama said something classified. And Trump isn't coming out and totally denouncing and denying this. But then the interesting thing afterwards is that statement that I read out to you that Donald Trump has then released to suddenly say, do you know what, let's go all in on this. I thought Trump would come out maybe denying that and downplaying it and perhaps belittling Barack Obama's comments, which would have been really easy to do in a mainstream setting. But instead, he's gone the opposite way and said, you know, I'm going to direct relevant departments to release files relating to aliens, ET, UFO and UAP. Now, he doesn't say, and I'm just double checking, he doesn't say declassify. And that's important, I suppose, at this point. Did Trump write that statement himself? Did someone else write it for him? I don't know. But releasing and identifying files, even if it wasn't declassifying, would at least be interesting to see what are we going to get that's not out there already. This has been jumped all over by everyone online, folks. This is potentially very important. I saw a phenomenal meme that was Steven Spielberg with, let's just say, a very excited morning expression, thinking about the marketing for his movie Disclosure Day that is literally happening before his eyes. If I was that team of Spielberg's, I would be getting a new trailer out immediately. If I'd written a book, I'd be tweeting about it, for example, folks. But listen, this is huge. Now, we can speculate about motive, timing, what exactly we're going to see from here on in. I imagine, given the news, that you're going to get a lot of follow-up now from journalists in and around the White House on this. It's impossible to ignore and not talk about this now. This isn't a flippant off-the-cuff statement. This is quite a major move. I would point people who are listening to this and wondering, you know, even on those news shows, I want to point people in direction of, for example, David Grush, former intelligence official, and the statements he has made in recent times, all under oath, all on camera. I'd be intrigued to see if UK officials are now followed up with questions and statements on this, perhaps from the MOD. I imagine there'll be no statement or comment made, but I would like to see that happen from UK-based journalists. For me, folks, for us with an interest, if you're listening to this or watching it, you're almost definitely interested in the UFO topic. This for me isn't Christmas Day just yet. It's not even Christmas Eve, but perhaps it's a chance to look in the loft and just check those decorations are in good condition, because this may be interesting times ahead. I am not going all in on this. I am not saying this is the start of disclosure, but what we have is a former president talking about alien life being real. We then have the sitting president saying that he's given away classified information. We then have same said sitting president talking about releasing and identifying files related to alien life, UFOs, ET. You can be sceptical, as I like to be quite often, but the facts are there. The wording is there. It's going to be poured over and dove into now, isn't it, for days and days and days on end. Let's see what happens on this. In a couple of weeks, it could have all gone away. Listen, the Epstein stuff is huge, and there's loads of folks saying this is a distraction. You also have potential war with Iran by early March, which again is on the horizon. Aliens and UFOs are now thrown into this. Let's see what happens, folks. I've got Richard Dolan on with me later on today, and that'll be a kind of two-part show now, because obviously this is going to be something we talk about. I want to leave you with this, just before I get some listener thoughts. Eric Weinstein made a tweet. Folks on X may know him as a popular mathematical physicist. Now, he's commented and been interviewed on UFOs in the past. He posted a lengthy post, this is which I'd encourage folks to go and read out, but I just want to read that last part of it to you. He says, "I believe this is about disturbing secrets which people used to kill for, and this is going to be a lot less fun than people used to recreationally speculating about alien and UFOs imagine." And I don't disagree with him there. I think, and I've said this before, if you've listened to me for a while, you might have heard me talk about when some of the accounts online or influencer-y people will talk about, yeah, they're ready for disclosure, they're ready for everything to be dumped on us. I still say that if you put some of these people in a room, and I'll include myself and you all listening and watching this, if you were given the opportunity to hear a 5-minute spiel, a little bit of, you know, a talk from someone in the know, and they could tell you the real truth about all this UFO alien phenomenon, everything, including the scary stuff, and at the end of that 5 minutes they said, take this red pill, leave the door, you go out there with all the knowledge I've just given you, but you can take this blue pill and forget the last 5 minutes ever happened. I don't know, even myself, if I wouldn't take the blue pill. Obviously, I don't know what I'm going to be told, but there's always that idea that people forget some of this could be pretty scary. And to sit and say, yeah, I'd be fine with it, really think about that. We don't know. And, you know, I'm wearing a hoodie just now that says we can't know. It's from a different podcast I listen to, and it's a kind of comedy reference. I don't know is a scientific answer. You know, it's okay to say I don't know and I'm not sure. I'm not sure how this is going to play out. I'm not sure where this is going to go. I'm interested, I'm intrigued, I'm a little excited, I'm curious, I'm a little nervous, but let's see. And we're going to find out, you know, time's going to be a great healer on this one, folks, as we find out the answers.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Let me dive into some of your thoughts just on the Patreon site. Folks in the last couple of hours have commented, Break-even Bandit, what a time to be alive. Joe says, the sad thing is, and this is a reflection of generalised beliefs of the subject, that this should be a big statement and news story, but nothing on the news other than Epstein and Andrew stuff and generalised news about elections and Winter Olympics. Joe, I don't know if you're in the UK, but the UK news is very, very similar to that. Although, I know a lot of folks are, depending on the political aisle, don't watch GB News, and some folks don't watch Sky News or BBC. GB News I was on again earlier and they did cover it. I was on BBC News the other night. I'm not political, folks. This topic is apolitical. But yeah, that's fair. David Tinson said, I'm slightly baffled as to what may or may not happen. The thrust of UAP discovery as we currently see it is that it's happening without executive branch knowledge and is therefore both illegal and totally hidden by supposed NDAs. So if nothing exists legally, what is he going to expose? If he genuinely wanted to do something, why not dissolve all the NDAs that people claim to have? That would really stir things up. Really good point, David. And I think that's, we're in that immediate reaction, emotional reaction and uncertainty after the moment has happened when Trump's made this comment. Anna Polina Luna, Congresswoman, has commented to say, thanks for Trump for doing this. We're about to get a lot more hearings. Those may now take on a different meaning if those happen. Of course, you're quite right. Trump can waive all the NDAs. That journalist who made that comment to him on Air Force One basically says to Donald Trump, you can declassify everything. So, you know, he can waive all those NDAs. He can pull people in and just tell them, yeah, spill the beans. What do you know? So that all could happen. We don't know. We can't know. I should give the shout out. It's a bigger podcast than mine, but Finn versus History, Finn Taylor's podcast with Horatio Gould, phenomenal. My type of humour, if you go and check it out. You may hate me once you listen to it and think, God, this is what Andy finds funny, but yeah. Cloudy says, let's hope this goes down better than the Epstein files. Also, thanks, Obama. Fred says, well, Obama did him a solid by opening the door and potentially being guilty of leaking classified information. I know most people appreciate the impact Donald J. Trump has had on our nation, but this certainly would be next level. Mario says, hey Andy, maybe Pete Hegseth will leak some. I do enjoy the Saturday Night Live sketches with Colin Jost doing the Pete Hegseth stuff. That's quite funny. Pete Hegseth made a comment online as well. I get a lot of Republican and Democratic people have now commented, which is good to see people on both sides of the aisle. Mario also says, well, I guess Donald J. Trump can make good on his promise and finally take on the deep state. Truth is Up There says, I still can't shake the feeling that someone somewhere else, the Collins elite, is leaning in hard on the Chris Bledsoe prophecy. Easter 2026 is only 6 weeks away. Coincidence? Mark followed up with, yeah, probably. Paul says, Trump must have hated Obama stealing his thunder. Still very sceptical, but Trump trying to one-up Obama and distract from the Epstein files may work in our favour. Sauerkraut says, four possible outcomes. One, it's just a tweet. He won't follow through it at all. Number two, as someone else said, he might conveniently die of natural causes before he can release the UFO files. Number three, just like the Epstein files, the UFO files will be heavily redacted and dragged out. Number four, people will dismiss it totally because they know it's a distraction from the Epstein files and know he's a known liar in mental decline. By next week, we'll have moved on to some other new drama. So, yeah. There's a lot of different comments again on there. I'll keep for later. I'm going to be interviewing Richard Dolan tonight, folks. Part of that will be on ufology in China and the work Richard's done there. But it's going to be a two-part show now because, of course, we're going to have to dive into this week with Obama, with Trump, with today's statements, the worldwide reaction. Keep your thoughts coming in. Drop me over any questions and thoughts you have and we'll keep this ball rolling. This isn't one that's going to go away in the near future, I don't think. Are you excited? Are you worried? Are you nervous? Are you sceptical? Why is this happening? Why is it happening now? and where could this go? Are we on the slow road now to disclosure, or is this something else? I'd love to know your thoughts. And as always, folks, thank you so much for listening, for watching, and I'll speak to you all very, very soon. That's all for this episode of That UFO Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please follow, subscribe, and leave a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps others find the show. If you're watching on YouTube, hit like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss future episodes. You can also support the show directly and get early access, ad-free episodes, and bonus content on Patreon or by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube memberships. All the links are over at thatufopodcast.com or in the show description below, along with merchandise and more. Don't forget, you can also pick up a copy of my book, Atlas of Unidentified Flying Objects, available now in all good bookstores and through online retailers, including Amazon. Big thank you again to all of you for listening and tuning in. Until next time, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right inside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little rain.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21 plus.